JB Bizline, a forum for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those aspiring to entrepreneurship, sharing resources and information to start or jumpstart your business. It's our business to help your business. Brought to you by Axon Management Capabilities, a consulting firm helping businesses move from capability to actuality since 2006. Every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m., a great way to kick off your evening drive. Here's your host, knowledge broker and business developer, Andrea John Baptiste.
Hello, South Florida. Hello, UK. Hello, Jamaica. Hello, City of Sunrise. Hello, Lauryn Hill Mall. Hello. Welcome to the JB Bizline. We just want to thank you for tuning in, and we're kicking off your evening drive from 4 to 5. This is Andrea John Baptiste, and you are tuned into 95.9, the W Big Station. Each week, we bring you subject matter experts to help enhance your existing business or to provide you with strategies to help you effectively start a business. We want to inspire confidence in your God-given gifts and talents, show you how to turn those gifts into profit the right way, talk with you, not at you. So a little bit later in the show, we will open up the biz line so we can hear from you. The JB Biz Line is brought to you by Axon Management Capabilities, a business development and consulting firm where we help individuals and organizations move from capability to actuality. Like I said before, you are tuned into 95.9 the W Big Station. You can listen live by phone at 857-232-0095. That's your radio phone at 857-232-0095. You can also watch us on WBigStation.net. You can see our smiling faces also on Ustream. And definitely follow us at Axum Tweets, which is AXUM Tweets, because we follow back and we will definitely shout you out. We will welcome your questions today at 954-707-6922, but we're not ready to open the biz line as just quite yet. But in a second, we sure will. All right, so you know, I always open up the show with a guiding quote, and it's from my man, Napoleon Hill. I just love his work because it's so inspirational. Remember, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Thoughts are things, and powerful things at that. When mixed with definiteness of purpose and burning desire, they can be translated into riches. And remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he has given us dominion and stewardship over all of those things. So our minds, we can certainly turn those things into our thoughts, into riches. Last week, we talked about social media for your business, and it was presented by yours truly, Andrea John Baptiste. So, you know, we talked about Facebook, we talked about Twitter, we talked about Instagram, we talked about LinkedIn. And remember, we talked about understanding your market and how to engage on social media. It's all about the engagement. So talk to people, not at people. Don't just be self-promoting. It's all about me, because no, it's not all about you. Social media is about engagement and interaction. Like, be liked, follow, and people will follow you back. All right? So hashtag and tag people, and they'll tag you back. All right, the other thing this month is Earth Month. So I'm really excited because environmental stewardship is a huge thing to me. And so at some point in the month, we're going to talk about green businesses. I think that's also important because, hey, let me tell you, it is a growing sector. And I'm not just talking about the green marijuana businesses, because that's not legal yet in Florida, y'all. So if you're listening in Colorado, hey, go for it. If you're listening in California, all right, you know. But we're going to talk about eco, so ecological as well as economic businesses. I've got a special invitation for you ladies. You know, we all worry about stress. But if you can, you can shift your thinking. You can hear divine guidance. You can get clear on what you want and stand up to fear. You can change your life. So get some soul coaching with my girl. And if you don't know her, you really do need to know her. Her name is Stephanie Sanford. And she is doing a wonderful workshop. I'm really looking forward to it on Saturday, April 12th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's called a Soul Coaching Workshop. It'll be at ArtServe, which is at 1350 East Sunrise Boulevard, and that's in Fort Lauderdale. And you can register at stephstanford.com, which is S-T-E-P as in Peter, H-S as in Simon, T-A-N, F-O-R-D.com. So when you call Stephanie at 954-562-6736, tell her you heard it on the JB Biz Line. It's a special invitation to women, and it's limited seating. So register today again at stephstanford.com. All right, today we are going to talk about business insurance. What's that? Well, that's the mitigation of risks by transferring the cost of your potential loss, the potential loss to your business, to an insurance company. So really ensuring that somebody has your back and that you are covered in case of an emergency. So we're going to talk about that because, yeah, you're going to say, well, everybody knows about insurance, right? Well, we have a special experienced veteran guest today to talk about all your needs in insurance. And I'm giving a little bit of it away, but before we get into it any further, you know we have to kick it off with some prayer. All right, so Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us and guiding us and protecting us and watching over us. We thank you for your word and your promises. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength, Father God. And to those who may be listening, who may need some healing, Father God, some restoration, some self-confidence, some encouragement, especially where it deals with business, God, we just ask you to lift them up and show them even now, Father God, that you are in control and that as they trust in you, that all things are possible. And the people at the station said,
Amen.
All right. So now that we got our nourishment, right? Because can't start it off without the food, the nourishment, the word, right? We're getting started. The scripture that jumps out to me today about insurance and insuring your business is, I think, one that everybody knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that's John 3:16. And I'm going to tell you, what greater insurance do you have than Christ? Acceptance of Christ is truly our insurance here on earth and for the future, for the infinite, right? The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And this scripture says that we shall have eternal life, life that is in him, life that is of him, life that is through him. So this insurance assures us a life with our maker, the one who loves us, one who gave us dominion. And remember, he is not man that he should lie. So his word is true and it does not return to him void. All right, so now let me get out of church right now and let me get off my soapbox. And I want to introduce and tell you a little bit about our guest today that's going to talk to us about insuring our business. With us on the JB Biz Line, we have Kitson Barnes Sr. Kitson Barnes has been in the insurance business for 45 years. I don't know how that could possibly, he must have started when he was two, because for those of you who are tuning in, you know that there is no way that this very young looking man that's sitting in front of me could possibly have been in the insurance business for 45 years. He was like a two-year-old insurance broker, right? He was one of the top Jamaican insurance branch managers and having qualified for several sales and management awards during the years that he represented Mutual Life and LOJ, y'all know, Jamaicans, you know what that is, Life of Jamaica. Kitson and his family relocated to Florida in 2002, so that's what, 12 years ago, and established All Your Needs Insurance. And they do business as AYN Insurance. Kitson attended Wilmer's Boys School in Jamaica. Yes, I've got some family from Wilmer's myself. Loving that maroon and gold. Is that? I know my colors. I know my school. But Campion was better. Uh-oh. I'm starting something here. But Not only did he attend WOMERS, he is a past president of the WOMERS Old Boys Association and past president of the WOMERS Alumni Association of South Florida. Kitson is a board member of the Specialty Insurance Agents Association of Florida. His company, All Your Needs Insurance, and again, they're doing business as AYN, so it's either AYN or All Your Needs, but you can look up AYN Insurance. Is an all-lines insurance agency which is licensed to provide insurance coverage for clients throughout the state of Florida. All Your Needs Insurance offers a full line of insurances, including commercial, workers' compensation, general liability, and coverage for business and personal auto, including fleets. I feel like I said insurance a whole lot, but I think it's important that you have business insurance. So we're going to hammer that and drive those points home. AYN represents several A-rated insurance companies, and their job is to shop around and get you the best rates and products for your clients. And I just love this. This is what they told me. They said, "We shop, so you save." And I think that's awesome. That's a great tagline. In other words, they shop, you save. So they do all the brokering for you. We want to hear about your questions for insurance, so we are going to invite you to ask away at 954-707-6922. All right, so Kitson, thank you so much for joining us. So let's just jump in feet first. Tell us, what are some of the insurance requirements when opening or starting a business?
Okay, well, first of all, Andrea, let me say thank you for having me here today. And as you mentioned, 45 years of experience, it's a long time. But as you said, I was only two.
There you go. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
When you're starting a new business in Florida, there are a number of requirements that have to be made, you know, that are made by the state and the city. And sometimes the landlord as well. And these include things like general liability coverage, workers' compensation coverage, and commercial automobile coverage. What the general liability coverage does is that it provides protection for your property in that someone slips and falls and you're sued because the person breaks a leg or whatever. It also provides protection for your products, your completed products that you market. Okay? The workers' compensation takes care of any injuries that might happen to your workers. So if you have three or four or five workers, whatever it is, the minimum requirement in Florida for workers' compensation is four. If you have four employees or more, you should have workers' compensation for your business.
So general liability, let me just make sure, it really covers your property. So you know how we always...
It doesn't actually cover your property. It covers... accidents on your property.
Accidents on your property.
Right.
So the property insurance, which we'll talk about, is
different.
So the general liability is to cover any accidents that are on your property. And workers' comp really covers the
people, the employees.
And if you have how many? More than how many?
More than four.
More than four. By state of Florida standards,
except for the construction industry. It's just one.
Construction industry. So those of you who are in construction, it is critical that you have that workers' comp. Because if you're a one-man or one-woman show, you need it.
Yes, and just to add to that, for example, if someone employs an individual to do a job on the roof, and that person doesn't have any workers' comp, that worker falls off the roof, and the contractor doesn't have any insurance, then the liability comes back to the person who gave them the job. So it's important that when you're giving, as a business person, you're giving a job to a contractor, that you get evidence that he has workers' compensation.
Wonderful.
And liability.
Okay, so we have a caller here. Thank you for calling. I'm going to repeat the question to our insurance expert, and you let us know if we've answered your question. Give us a call back because it seems our phones are acting up today. Thank you so much for calling the JB Biz Line. All right, so our caller, Kitson, said they were talking about small businesses, and so they wanted to understand if there was any particular insurance requirements for small businesses, and particularly those who may only have a few employees.
Well, it's basically the same requirement.
Okay.
Just as I said earlier, it's the general liability insurance.
General liability.
The workers' compensation.
Okay.
If you have maybe two employees, then obviously you don't need to because it starts at four.
Okay.
And if you have any commercial vehicles, they need to have commercial auto insurance.
Okay, so general liability, workers' compensation, as well as the commercial auto.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. Is there a specific amount that they should have for any of these?
It varies. Usually, the city that you're operating in will determine what's the minimum amount of coverage that you should have for your business.
Okay.
And sometimes the state will also, depends on the type of business you're doing, the state will have certain requirements. For example, just to get a general contractor's license, you need certain types of insurance coverages.
Okay.
For liability minimum coverages. But on average, it's somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000 of coverage that you should need for liability coverage.
Okay. So $300,000 to $500,000. And what does that generally cost someone in terms of a monthly premium?
Liability insurance is fairly cheap. It could be somewhere $200 up to $400 for that type of coverage.
Okay. So relatively, we're talking about laying out, what, $200? Is that per annum or is that...
Per annum.
So
we're talking... Between $200 and $400. Depends on the type of business because the underwriters are going to assess it based on their exposure.
Okay.
You know, they have different classifications for different types of businesses.
Okay. And tell us, you know, you just used a word that I love to hear because I think sometimes when we get into business, we start thinking and we're excited, but we don't think about our exposure. So explain to us, what is exposure? You said the underwriters are going to look at the exposure. What are we talking about?
Okay. The size of the business, for example, we need to determine the square footage, because that has a bearing on the rating, the income that you generate from the business, the traffic. I mean, if you're having 100 people coming in instead of 15, then clearly there's more exposure, things of that nature.
So the exposure is what could possibly put you at risk, the potential liability.
Yes, and the type of business.
And the type of business.
You're having a club versus somebody who is running a bookstore, certainly. The club is going to have much more, you know, like probability of having a claim.
Okay, so we're talking greater exposure, understanding that line of business. That's excellent. So let me just make sure I understand this. So when we're starting a business, we need to ensure that we have general liability, we need to ensure that we have workers' comp, and then we need to ensure that we have commercial auto.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people shy away from commercial auto for some reason. But it's advisable that they should really, for the automobiles that they're using for the business, they should get commercial and not put it under the personal auto policies.
Why would you say that?
Because some companies won't pay if there's a claim when you're using that automobile for business, if you have it insured on the private auto.
Okay.
It's a different type of policy, and some policies exclude business from the commercial, from the personal.
And is it more expensive, the commercial auto?
It's not really more expensive. A lot of people think it's a lot more expensive, but in some cases, actually cheaper.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what cases would those be, for instance?
When you say, you mean cheaper?
Yeah. Because I think everybody wants to know cheap. Everybody wants to understand, okay, how can I get my auto insurance to be cheaper?
Yeah, ever so often when we have a client who was insuring his vehicle on a private auto, and then it's converted to commercial, when we run the quote, we find it's cheaper. I can't say exactly at this point which types, but it happens.
Okay, wow. So that's interesting, and that's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to cut for a minute, because I'm going to also try to figure out what's going on with the phone lines for the JB Biz line today, because we want to hear from you at 954-707-6922. We are with Kitson Barnes of AYN Insurance in the city of Sunrise, and I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that I think is the Entrepreneur's Anthem by Mr. Damian Marley, Mr. Junior Gong himself.
If you're happy, you need to pass like you're in the lottery. Oh, no, please.
I hope you all are out there setting up shop, writing your business plan. Damien Jr. Gong Marley said we need to set up shop because we have to pre-investments, we have to pre-opportunities. Yes, so pre the opportunities and pre the investments. And today we are with Kitson Barnes of AYN and we are preying some insurance business, insuring your business on the JB Biz line. And I tell you, that song to me is the entrepreneur's anthem. I mean, I think everybody should be setting up shop. You know, whether you got a side hustle or a main hustle, if you want to call it that, or you want to own a Fortune 500, we are here because it is our business to help your business, and we are definitely encouraging entrepreneurship. All right, so we talked a little bit about workers' compensation. Mr. Barnes, who's with us today, shared that we need, when we're setting up shop, we need to ensure that companies that have four or more employees have workers' compensation, and for construction, the requirement is one. So if you are a solo man doing construction or solo woman out there, you need to be sure that you have your workers' compensation. So Kitson, you know, I want to talk a little bit for those people who are listening out there who may want to start a nonprofit. Well, we know that nonprofits are different business classification. It's a business nonetheless. And so, you know, church is a business. Oops, yep, I said it. Because realistically, it is a business. We know we're in the business of serving God and winning souls. However, we have to operate with a viable business strategies and a viable business plan. So working with several nonprofit organizations, Kitson, you know, one of the things when people approach me to be on their board of directors, I always ask about their D&O insurance, which is their directors and officers liability. Can you explain what that type of insurance and why it's important for nonprofits?
Okay, directors and officers insurance is protection against a breach of duty, you could say, by the directors and officers. It pays for actual or alleged wrong decisions. The policy actually pays for wrongful acts, although the insurance defines coverage in different ways. That is what it really covers. And these include things like discrimination, wrongful termination, and mismanagement of funds.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes.
I think that's huge because I know that's always, you know, when you're on a board of directors, you have a fiduciary responsibility to that organization. And so if, let's say, the executive director or CEO or the CFO decides that they're going to take the money and run, right?
It's a problem.
And as a board, it's critical that you have that D&O. And so that's one of the first things that when I've been, you know, and I serve on several boards and I've been approached for other boards, and I always say, can I see your D&O? And I know that some of our small starter nonprofits, they don't have it right out the gate. And unfortunately, I have to say no, because like you said, wrongful termination, you know, the
discrimination.
And I know we've talked about discrimination when we talked about human resources on the show. So I think that's good stuff. Anything else with D&O that we should consider?
Misleading statements, neglect of duty, things like that. The D&O really is a sort of additional to the liability coverage that you would have, because you should also have liability for other types of you know, situations, but the DNO relates directly to the actions of the officers of the association.
Okay, so the officers, so again, now we have three stratas, it sounds like. We have the general liability piece, which protects you from the slip and fall. The workers' comp covers the people, the employees, so if anything happens to them, and then the DNO covers your board of directors.
Yes.
Wow, so now, you know, we're talking about insuring your business.
So what you're seeing, Andrew, is that there are several parts to the package, you know, so insurance is very unique that way, that you can just buy what you want, or you should take the best thing is to take the total package, but some people just pick and choose the coverage they need.
Or you should have all your needs.
All your needs.
Right?
All your needs should be covered.
Right, absolutely. So yes, you can have that a la carte, you know, where you pick from that menu, but realistically, I think when we are setting up shop and we are starting a business, we want to have a full and robust package of coverage. All right, so a business owner, when we touched on this before, a business owner uses their vehicle primarily for business purposes. What type of policy should they purchase, Kitson? Should it be commercial? Should it be private? And tell us why you think so.
Okay. For the business that operates a vehicle, the commercial policies covers, you assign your staff to drive, like you have a driver. If you have your private auto, you should not be giving that car to your worker to drive, because you're going to have to name the drivers on your auto policy, and if they're not a part of your household, they should not be on the policy, right? What the commercial policy allows you to do is assign various drivers who employ to you to the policy. It covers you for liability in the event of an accident. It covers you for property damage as well, if you damage other people's property. You know, and of course, you can have coverage for your own vehicle.
So, if I have commercial insurance, right, anybody in my company can drive that vehicle?
Once you have assigned them, it depends on the type of policy. You have some policies where you don't have to put the names on the people.
Okay.
And you have some that you need to put the names on the people.
Okay.
But it means that your workers can drive your vehicle.
Okay.
In commercial policies, you also normally state the radius that's covered each day by the vehicle, whether it's a 500-mile radius or whatever, because the rating here, again, is based on how much exposure on the road each day. You know, and then, of course, you have the long-distance operations as well.
Okay. So that's good to know. So the private really protects you and your family, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then the commercial really minimizes, and I'm going to keep using this word because I love it, exposure for your company.
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. All right, so, you know, let's say, and I want to throw another scenario at you, because I know that a lot of times when we start our businesses, we deal with a lot of sole proprietors. We get folks that they've had a concept, they've had an idea, maybe they had a quote-unquote side hustle for a while, and now they want to make it into a business, and they may not have incorporated, or they may have incorporated, but in some ways, they may be operating under that sole proprietorship umbrella. So they're doing it by themselves. They, again, oftentimes have not even yet incorporated, maybe as an LLC, to minimize that exposure as well. I do business by myself. I provide landscaping, painting, power washing, handyman services. Am I required to have some kind of insurance?
You should.
Okay.
Because it protects you here again. You're doing landscaping and a tool that you're using does some damage to the property that you're working on. That's liability. You're not going to have a bill to pay to that person. So that's where liability comes in.
Okay.
So, you know, you're doing 10 properties per day. And that means they're exposed at least 10 times per day. So it suits you to have a liability insurance policy.
Okay.
Even for the vehicle that you're driving, a lot of landscapers use personal auto coverage for that. It really should be commercial.
Now, let's say you gave a really good example of if the a tool, let's say, damages the property that you're working on, et cetera, et cetera. Is my liability insurance now, maybe I'm not incorporated, it's just me, you know, Andrea John Baptiste, I'm out there trimming hedges and mowing lawns. Can I personally, as an individual, have liability insurance?
Yes, you can.
Wow. And how does that work?
When you say, how does it work? How do you apply for it?
Yes.
Well, it's you do it in your personal name, you know.
Okay.
Because the fact is that you're a sole proprietor.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to be a LLC or whatever to get liability insurance.
Okay.
Yes.
So then do I tell them, you know, when I'm applying, do I say, okay, it's just me and this is what I'm doing? I have
yes.
to say what I'm doing?
You have
or...
to say what you're doing
okay.
because that's what's going to help to determine the rate. You remember
okay.
I was talking about that nightclub
right.
versus the bookshop?
Okay.
So you have to say exactly what you're doing because that's going to help to determine how much, you know, what category you fall in as far as insurance rates are concerned.
Okay. So while not required, it is strongly encouraged. Strongly,
yes.
Did I say strongly? Strongly encouraged that even if you are an unincorporated business, but you are out there receiving, providing a service or supplying goods and receiving revenue from that, that you should have general liability insurance.
Yes. Not just for the landscaper, but for any artisan who... For example, if you're servicing air conditioning or whatever,
yes,
you should.
Okay. So if you're an air conditioning tech, you should have that. Because, yes, if you come into my thing, my house or my business, and you broke my air conditioner, make me hot, I'm going to be really, really hot with
yes,
you.
Yes.
So that protects you. That's good. Okay. So, Kitson, you're really telling us about all your needs and all our needs, ensuring our businesses. And I know that you guys are located at 2104 North University Drive in the city of Sunrise, correct?
Correct, yes.
And that is the Sun Plaza, I believe?
Yes.
Between Sunrise Boulevard and Sunset Strip?
Sunset. Right.
All right, so now you guys know where to go. It's right across. Okay, some of you made fun of me the time when I talked about the fact that I shopped at the Goodwill. Well, it is right across the street from one of my favorite Goodwill stores. So on University Drive. So that's where all your needs insurance is. And today we're with Kitson Barnes. Okay, so Kitson, tell us your website and a number where folks can reach you. They know how to find you physically. How can they call you and how can they find you on the web?
Okay, the web, it's going to be www.ayninsurance.com, which is AYN, the acronym for all your needs. So it's www.ayninsurance.com. Our telephone number is 954-742-0550. And if you're calling from out of town, it's 877-742-0550. And one of our friendly, courteous staff members will certainly assist you. It's a family-owned business, by the way.
Absolutely. And they are friendly and they are courteous. I've called a couple of times and let me tell you, good stuff. All right, so I want to just take a moment and we're going to play, have a little bit of fun today. We're talking about some heavy stuff, insurance. We're going to talk about, listen to Mr. Vegas, One God, as we talk with Kitson Barnes. And we are talking about insurance today. And remember John 3:16, that if we believe in him, we are guaranteed everlasting life. And that is the best insurance one can consider. We are on the JB Biz line on W Big Station, which is 95.9. Listen on your phone, on radio phone at 857-232-0095. We want to hear any of your business insurance questions. We'll take some personal ones too. 954-707-6922. We're talking with Kitson Barnes of All Your Needs, or AYN Insurance. And we're just going through workers' comp, general liability, who should have it, and it's been a great show so far. So, Kitson, let me ask you something. Does AYN provide insurance for trucks and trailers that go out of state? And if so, how difficult is it for someone to attain that type of insurance?
Okay, that's not very difficult. Simple questions. The application is fairly straightforward and... you know, we need to simply determine the type of vehicle, the radius, as I mentioned earlier, the driving record of the person who's operating the vehicle, and the weight of the vehicle, because that's very important. We put that into our rating system, and it helps us determine what rate it's going to be. Obviously, these big trucks are much more expensive than the regular little unit that the landscaping person would be using, so it's going to be a higher premium. In addition to that, for these trucks that haul produce or whatever, there's separate coverage for the cargo.
So you have to cover the actual truck itself
separately, yes.
And then you cover what's inside the truck.
Yes, it's a different coverage altogether.
Why is that?
It's just like that. It's two separate things. One is that, it, for example, today you're hauling, what you would say, rice. Next week you're hauling fabric. You know?
Different value.
It's totally different,
different
stuff,
value.
Different value,
yeah,
whatever.
That makes
so,
sense. That
yeah.
makes sense. Okay, I would never have thought of that.
Yes.
So the coverage for the vehicle will cover the damage to the vehicle, and the
yes.
coverage for the cargo is for if, God forbid, something happens.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so there is kind of a metric.
Because in a lot of cases, it's not even the truck operator who is going to be losing that cargo. It's the owner of the cargo that they're
right.
shipping for.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So it's important that we explain all these things
right.
properly to the client.
And you were saying that there is a metric. So you have to put in all of the different variables, and then that's what comes up with
yes.
the rate.
Yeah. With our company, we have some rating systems that we use, for example, for homeowners, for commercial, for whatever. And it gives us a rate. And then, as I said, we shop and we give the best rate to the clients. You know, so
they shop, you say.
Yeah.
That's all your needs. So,
and when we ask the questions, it's not just like we're nagging you or bothering you. We need to be accurate in what we're doing to get you exactly
the best
what
rate.
You need. You know,
at
because
the best rate.
And we don't want when something happens, you say, oh, that wasn't covered. And then you say, oh, you didn't ask me. So
right.
we're going to ask you all those questions to get the right fit.
So they do a thorough investigation and analysis to ensure your needs, to identify all your needs. So we were just talking about cargo. So I have an office space. Maybe I own the building. Yeah, I own the building. Let's just say that. Should I insure my equipment and my furniture as well as, let's say, it's the bookstore and I have all those books? What should I do?
Certainly. In case of a fire, you're going to lose all your books. You're going
right.
to go in no time. We recommend that clients should not only take insurance because of what the city or the state says. The fact is that you have made an investment in your business, and in the event of a disaster, you know, a fire, hurricane that destroys the building, you know, as we've seen these tornadoes doing, you're going to lose a whole lot of what you have there. So it's best to insure that because it's, you know, it's going to be your pocket that's going to be hurting if you don't do that.
So you mentioned general liability insurance. We've talked about the insurance for the cargo. Is this insurance different for the equipment and the furniture? And what type of insurance is it?
This is property insurance.
So now,
it's like your personal property in your business, and then you have your stock as well, stock in trade. So all of that is a different type of coverage again.
So your property insurance is for the physical structure?
No. The physical structure is the one that we just mentioned for property, is personal property.
Personal
the
property.
Property is the building that
right.
you say you own.
Right.
So that's a different insurance.
Okay. So, you know, I am learning so much today because realistically, we talk about, in what we do and the clients that we work with, we often talk about the general liability, the directors and officers insurance, you know, and we will talk about the commercial auto. But all of these pieces really fit together to provide you with robust coverage. So I want to ask a few more questions because I know that folks out there, as they're starting their business, this is really good information, or those of you who have a business who said, you know, I've got general liability, I've got workers' comp, chill me now, but I put a commercial on my car, you know, I should be good to go. Well, that personal property is what covers, tell me again, what does that cover?
The personal property covers like your computer, your desk, you know, anything that you have in your office.
Okay.
Okay. The property insurance covers the building.
Okay, so we've got the building covered with property insurance. We've got the things inside the building
which
covered.
Sometimes are called contents.
Contents.
As well. Yeah,
okay. So we're reducing the exposure of our contents. We're using a whole lot of jargon today, and I'm loving it. So we're reducing the exposure for our contents with the personal property insurance.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have your signs outside, which that's again something that you need to, if you have external signs that are, you know, like these freestanding signs,
yeah,
you need to list that as well for coverage.
And that,
that comes under the property.
That comes under the property insurance. Okay, so extra, so outside signage, and I know signage can be very expensive.
Yes. And that's the first thing to go in a storm.
Yes, yes. And we live in sunny South Florida, or it can be at times stormy South Florida. So that's good stuff. Now, does that personal property insurance, is that comprehensive in terms of, it, is it fire, flood, and everything else?
No, not flood.
Okay.
It's more complicated. Because none of these policies include flood damage.
Okay.
Right? Flood stands by itself, separate and apart. Your policy that covers hurricane and wind for your property does not include flood coverage.
Right.
The flood coverage is so totally separate.
And that's also for businesses.
Yes, you can flood
right.
insure business with flood for flood insurance or homeowners, whatever.
Okay.
You know, so homeowners have their flood, business have their flood, separate phenotype.
Okay.
It does the same thing, really, just covers the property.
Right.
In case there's rising water. From
okay.
rivers or, you know, whatever.
So in the storms, we should have that. In a stormy area, we probably should, or low-lying area, we probably should consider
not necessarily a stormy area, as you've seen in Miami on the news, when they have a pipe that breaks.
True.
It's rising water.
Right.
So it's not only from the river.
True.
It happens from different sources.
True,
you know?
True.
Rain that falls for 2 or 3 days.
From heavily.
You know? And it floods you out, you know. So,
property covers the structure. Personal property covers the content. We're now talking about flood insurance. And is fire covered in that personal
yes,
property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So every
fire and windstorm is normally covered. Some policies exclude windstorm
really?
Coverages. So you need to make sure you tell the agent that you need to have windstorm included in your business policy for your property.
Wonderful.
Okay. But there's also something else I just need to mention quickly. There is a policy called a business owner's policy, or BOP as they call
yes.
it. Now, that's the ideal policy for you to take if you're starting a business, because it includes most of those coverages that I just mentioned.
Great.
As I mentioned, you can get all of them separately, but if you ask for a business owner's policy, then it will capture most of those coverage, except for the flood, because flood is a totally separate type of thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a business owner policy allows kind of is that umbrella for insuring your overall business.
Yes.
So that's good. So that's one quick kind of
thing.
It's
packaged specifically for businesses. And you can even add to it or take away coverage that you really don't need for that line of business.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the all-encompassing business owner's policy. And we're talking with Kitson Barnes of All Your Needs Insurance, and we are on the JB Biz line at 95.9 WBIG Station. All right, so everybody knows, and it's right around the corner, less than 2 months, that hurricane season starts June 1st. So we are just a little over, 6-7 weeks away. What steps, Kitson, should businesses take to prepare for what I would consider an unpredictable and potentially volatile time of year?
Well, first of all, you should be prepared. By being prepared, you should check your property, like have your roof checked to make sure that it's in, you know, good condition. You need to patch any leaks or whatever, get it properly done. You should have a plan as to what's going to happen in the event of a storm, who's going to put your, shutters up, you know, things of that nature. You should have your documents in a secure place where you know that the water won't affect you.
Wonderful. So those are some good tips for hurricane season. We have a caller. Caller, are you here? Thank you for calling the JB Biz line.
Yes, hi. I just would like to say you guys are doing an excellent job. I listen to the show practically every week, and the topics are very interesting. But my question is for Mr. Barnes, why is it that the coverage is so much more? And why isn't there, let's say, a package deal or a marriage, if you will, when you buy an insurance policy that flood automatically comes with it?
So, I'm sorry, did you say flood was more expensive, caller?
Well, it appears, yeah, that flood insurance is usually more expensive, and we're just wondering why it's... Isn't there like a deal for the average Joe, not just for the average Joe
So you're talking about some personal insurance as well. All right. Well, good question. Thank you so much for calling the JB BizLine. And I'm going to allow Kits and Barnes from All Your Needs Insurance to take a stab at that question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, flood insurance is really not expensive, right? If you get an elevation certificate that qualifies you for certain reduced rates. So the first thing I'd say to anybody who is trying to get flood insurance is that you need to get an elevation certificate. That's a certificate that determines what's the possibility of your house flooding, okay? When the information from that certificate is entered into the rating system, it usually reduces the rate substantially. So maybe why this person is getting a high rate is because he doesn't have an elevation certificate.
Okay.
And the second question he asks is why can't we include in the homeowner's policy? It's because it's a totally different type of insurance. It's not even really insurance. It's a coverage that's provided by FEMA, it's government.
Yes.
Insurance, like your homeowners or your business insurance, is provided by an insurance company. The insurance companies are only acting for FEMA in administering that product because it's really not an insurance company operated product.
Okay, that's interesting. So I want to go back to the certificate of elevation. Where does one attain a certificate of elevation?
A surveyor. Qualified surveyor would do that. They go and they determine the levels. Each area has a zoning for what's the elevation and the flood risk, and they complete the information by determining the base flood elevation levels and so on. And then, as I said, when we put that information into the computer, if your house is above that level, then you're going to get a reasonable low rate. If your house is below that level, it means that you're more prone to flooding. So you're going to have a higher rate. Mm-hmm. I can give you a typical example on the street where I live. Some people pay like $400 a year for flood insurance and some pay $1,000.
Wow.
Because their house is lower. The elevation is lower and they're more prone to flooding. So their rates are much higher, even though they have the elevation certificate.
That is interesting.
Yes.
So, okay, so surveyors out there, you know, we want to hear from you because we want to be able to give some referrals to that gentleman who called with regards to getting that certificate of elevation, and we need it from a surveyor, and that will reduce our flood insurance. That's good stuff. And then the second thing, which is flood insurance, comes through FEMA. So it's really a government service or product, really, that the insurance companies are really just brokering. So they don't really have a whole lot of say-so in terms of how it's administered.
Yeah,
am I correct?
No.
Okay, so it's really based on the federal guidelines.
Yes.
Okay, so that's good stuff as we prepare for hurricane season. Now, before our caller, we were talking about having a plan,
yes,
protecting your documents,
yes,
and so on. Anything else that you want to share as in terms of taking care of our business and ensuring our business as we move close to June 1st of 2014?
Some simple little things like filling our vehicles with gasoline. You know, I don't know if you've noticed these lines at the service stations whenever there's a hurricane up, you know, coming up. So once you have determined that there's a possibility that the hurricane is coming here, we try and fill up all your vehicles with gasoline because you never know what you'll need to do, where you'll need to go if you need to evacuate. Make sure you have an adequate supply of medicine or prescription drugs. Get cash. You know, sometimes your ATM might be out of service, your bank might be closed.
Yes.
You know, the credit card might not be of any use to you there. So try and have some cash on hand. Turn your refrigerator and freezer to the maximum. So everything in there will keep as long as possible.
Yes.
And if you can afford to, you should try and get a standby generator, especially if you have a business.
Yes.
You know, so those are some of the things. If you have trees that are near your establishment, try and trim the branches that might be exposing you to some damages, you know. Basically, those are the things.
That's good information for businesses because, you know, I know that we are often so concerned with battening down our homes and preparing our homes and protecting our homes. And I've seen in cases where folks will tell me, everything got ruined because the power surges tripped up the computer, it fried the whatever, and I don't speak technology, so I don't know all the details. But I also want to share with our listeners that hurricanesafety.org has a great checklist for businesses. And they also mention things like protecting your important documents and information. You know, one of the things that I tell folks, back up to the cloud and backup to an external hard drive. Secure your servers. I tell people that all the time. We just got on the cloud maybe 2 years ago after losing a truckload of our information, just because, not even because of a hurricane. Keep an emergency preparation checklist, which is what Kitson had said. Make sure that you have your insurance agent's information handy. You don't want to have to be trying to search down and find out, where is my insurance policy? Make sure you have it. And some of the things that I learned from the hurricanesafety.org is that they said, be sure to know where your nearest, or how to reach your nearest Red Cross, as well as your Small Business Administration, that's locally, because they often have resources and assistance for businesses that may have been impacted by a hurricane. All right, so we have been talking about hurricane preparation. We have been talking about minimizing your exposure. So it's really, you know, covering your bottom. Yes, we keep it clean here on W Big Station. So, and keeping your insurances for your businesses. So as we talk about that, I'm going to, as we're getting ready to wind down, I'm going to play another one, because you know what? In the schools, right, these kids have what they call the drills. But today we're not going to drill you. We just want you to tune in and listen to our friend Yanni Righteous.
This is not a drill.
So while we've been talking about hurricanes, it's not a drill, but we want you to be prepared. Today you are listening to the JB Bizline, and with us is Kitson Barnes of All Your Needs Insurance and or AYN. And remember, the JB Bizline is all about entrepreneurs, small businesses, business development. It is our business to help your business. And so Kitson of AYN, I heard through the grapevine that you guys also provide complimentary notary services for your clients. Is that true?
Certainly.
All right. So when you become a client of AYN, become a client being the operative term, you are also afforded the benefit of complimentary notary services. All right, so Kitson, remind us how folks can get in touch with you again. Tell us the phone number and the website.
Okay, the website is www.ayninsurance.com. The telephone number is 954-742-0550. If you're out of town, it's 877-742-0550. And we're having our open house on the 19th between 2 o'clock and 7 p.m. It's a Saturday the 19th. We just relocated our office, and we're at 2104 North University Drive.
All right. So we want to say hello to some of our folks on Twitter. Rastafari JB, hello. Don McD Godson, hello. Empress Yvette, how you doing today? Chanel Patrice, how are ya? Bruce Van Horn, hello. Thank you for tuning in for the JB Bizline. And a special hello to our friends that are tuning in on 95.9, Pastor Michelle, Stephanie, hey, how are you? Karen, how are you doing today? I know you were feeling busy with your event. We're going to talk about it next week. Denise, over at the Pharmacy Training Institute, how are you? Gazi. Our friend over at Subway on Sunrise Boulevard between 27th and 31st, right next to the BP station. Coach, you hungry? You want a sub? Go check out Gazi. He's a good guy. So, Kitson, as we wrap up today's show, leave us with three things that business owners should consider when insuring their businesses.
Well, the first thing is to get a business owner's policy, not just to get liability coverage. as I mentioned earlier, the business owner's policies come with several different types of coverages that you might not even be aware of. You should be asking your agent for a business owner's policy, because it goes a long way further than just the liability. The state or the city might need the liability, because they have to make sure that if someone visits your office and has an injury, or if there's a product that you market and it does damage to someone, that that person is compensated. But you have much more to lose than just those two areas, okay? So that's it. Always talk to your agent, ask questions about these things, because the agents can advise you. And it's not that much more expensive when you take the business owner's policy. The next thing I want to let you know is that there are several other optional coverages, like keyman insurance. Keyman insurance, where if you have two partners and one of them might pass away, then that insurance would cover that one, would give you some money for the company. The money would go into the company to help the company to offset the loss of that person, right? So keyman insurance is something that every company that has partners should have. You have boiler and machinery insurance that pays for loss or damage to your property resulting from accidental breakdown of equipment. And this is a good one, business income or interruption insurance. If your business, you have a small fire, or there's something that disturbs your business, disrupts it, it can't operate. We've seen situations because of that same water from broken pipe we spoke about, you can't get into your business for some days, they're blocked off the road. You know, you'll get some business income coming from the insurance company, although your business is closed. You know, those things are important, you know.
So that's really good news to small businesses, or to all businesses, because I think it's important that we understand that, yes, if you have the right type of insurance, you know, your business may be temporarily closed or inoperable. However, you can receive some income. So what I've heard you say, the three things for us to consider when we're starting a business is our business owner's policy. We need to talk to our agent and ensure that we're sharing our needs so that they can cover your needs, and then that we should consider all the various options, and we should ask about all the various options for businesses, keyman insurance, business income, and interruption insurance. So with that, we are wrapping up the JB Bizline today. Our guest has been Kitson Barnes from AYN, and we just want to thank you to our friends and family who have called in. We got two callers in today. Yay! Thank you guys for calling. We're excited. And we have been just blessed, because you know that the JB Bizline, it's not for John Baptiste. It's for just blessed. We are just blessed to hear from you, and we hope that you are just blessed too. Don't forget to tune in every Tuesday from 4 to 5. Join us as you start your evening drive. It's our business to help your business. You are listening to Andrea John Baptiste, and this show is brought to you by Axum Management Capabilities, a consulting firm specializing in business planning and development, public relations, and corporate events for all businesses, and grant writing and capacity building for nonprofits. Don't forget to visit us online at axumhq.com or give us a call at 954-742-9166 or hit us up by email at info@axumhq.com. Don't forget our special invitation to the ladies, that you can see your life change and experience some soul coaching. Remember, happy ain't that hard with my girl, and hopefully she'll become your girl as well, Stephanie Stanford, this Saturday, April 12th from 10 to 1 at ArtServe. For more information, give her a call at 954-562-6736. Or just go ahead and register, because you will not be disappointed, at www.stephstanford.com. This is our special invitation to the ladies. Don't forget, starting next month, we are going to begin highlighting businesses. On the fourth Tuesday of each month, we will bring on a few businesses to talk about their experiences with entrepreneurship, business ownership. So if you're interested in sharing, give us a call, 954-742-9166, or feel free to visit us at axumhq.com. So I am just going to say good evening. Have a great and wonderful, thankful Tuesday. Be safe, be well, be just blessed. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. you.
You're welcome.
You like what you heard? Don't forget to spread the word.
One more song.
Every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Kicking off your evening drive. Link us on Twitter at @AxumTweets. Like us on Facebook, AxumHQ. Visit us online.